call is now being recorded.
Okay. Why is reading books special to you?
Well, as a teacher, reading books has always been something that I enjoyed ever since I was a child. And I enjoy teaching my students about novels and books and, you know, the ability to read a book and have it take you to other places, other worlds, you know, fantasy, realistic, you know, all of them just bring you in and make you feel as though, you know, you're a part of the actual story itself. Also, you know, when you get to the end of the story and you find out everything that happened, that feeling of, oh, wow, you finally got to the end, or sometimes you feel like you don't want it to end. You know, you can't wait for the next book to come out, you know. It's just a very fun experience.
Yes. How has purchasing books changed from when you were younger?
Well, as a child, we would go to, you know, the bookstore in town, and, you know, you'd pick out a book, you know, based on either an author that you liked or the cover of the book. You know, now you don't even have to leave your home anymore. Most of my shopping I do through Amazon or, Barnes & Noble. It's nice to even go on the Barnes & Noble's website and order a book, and they have it right at the front desk when you go there. You don't even have to search around through the bookstore anymore looking for the book. The best thing about Amazon is that, you know, with Amazon Prime, you can order a book one day and it's at your house the next day. You don't have to go searching, or you don't have to have that experience of going to a bookstore and they're saying, oh, sorry, we're out. You know, you order it, it's at your house the next day, no waiting, it's fantastic. And the most time it's, you know, relatively inexpensive. You know, I remember a time when hardback books used to come out and they were like $25 a book. I mean, now you can just wait till the soft cover comes out, order it on Amazon, and, you know, $14 later or $9.99 later, you have it at home. I tried to get into the Kindle use of reading, but I never enjoyed reading on the screen. I still like the feeling of holding a book in your hand and flipping the pages and you know, the feel of the texture of the book.
After that, what type of reading do you like better, electronic or hard copy?
Well, I just kind of answered that question. I definitely like the feel of holding a book in my hand. I really don't enjoy reading, you know, with the Kindle, on the computer, on my phone. I don't enjoy that at all.
Okay. Now, is there a different satisfaction of physically going to a store to buy a book rather than ordering it online or downloading it electronically?
I think there is a different feeling. You know, when you go into, well, when you go into a book like a bookstore like Barnes & Noble, it's huge and you can get kind of overwhelmed with the selection process. Some of the smaller old-time bookstores like a Busboy and Poets, you know, they still have smaller selections, but, you know, geared on, you know, a specific topic or to a specific audience. But the satisfaction of just ordering something and knowing that you can get it and it's going to be at your house within 24 hours, you can't beat that.
Do you think people value going to a bookstore and sitting down and just reading?
Not everybody. I think there are some people that enjoy that process. I mean, you go into many of the bookstores now and you do see a lot of people sitting at the, you know, Starbucks reading or sitting even just in little chairs around the store reading. Personally, I like reading in the comfort of my own home.
Okay. Now, do you think stores like Barnes & Noble will exist in the future?
I'm sorry?
Do you think stores like Barnes & Noble will exist in the future? Like the actual store, not online websites.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that question again? My daughter was calling me and I didn't hear it.
Do you think stores like Barnes & Noble will exist in the future?
Honestly, probably only through internet services, not so much physical stores.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about libraries?
Well, I think as a teacher, you know, I take my students to the library every week at school. I think it's a way of introducing students to new artists, new writers. You know, there's tons of new writers and new books being developed every year. The local public branches, I do have students who still seek out and go to those. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for new parents to take their kids and introduce them to books. One of the things that, or complaints that I hear from some of my students is that they don't like going to the public library because the books sometimes are old, sometimes they have a smell. And there's something to say about having your own book or creating your own library. But I think eventually, you know, public libraries will probably go out. They will be, you know, old-fashioned in the future.
Do you think the amount of people putting forth effort into reading is diminishing?
I don't see that happening. I mean, right now, my kids are, like, avid readers. They are reading, you know, 5 and 6 books a week, some of them. You know, I mean, maybe in some school systems they're not seeing that same progress, but I don't think it's going to diminish. I mean, you know, there's so many creative people out here that are creating books that children are just devouring, so I don't think it would diminish.
Do you think libraries are used to their full potential?
Do I think that what?
Libraries are used to their full potential.
No, no. I think right now libraries are being used mostly in areas where maybe students can't afford to, you know, go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon and purchase books. You know, like I was saying, a lot of parents take their children there to, you know, for story hour or something like that. But I don't think people are using them for research like they once did. Every student in high school is using the internet now for research. I mean, probably even on college campuses, the libraries are being used really as study halls more so than actual tool.
Okay, so you said it was easier to use Amazon and order books online. Do you think that Amazon could take over stores such as Barnes & Noble?
I think it's absolutely possible that it could, you know. Amazon just has control over the market right now in so many different areas. I mean, anything you want, you can find on Amazon. You know, it's just one button away. You search for it, it's there, you click it, and it's at your house. You know, there has been times where I've actually gone physically to Barnes & Noble, looked for a book, and then it wasn't there, or I had to wait or something, and instead of, you know, ordering it through them and having to wait a week or something for it to come into the store, I would just go home, order it on Amazon, and it would be at my house within 24 hours.
Well, thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you very much.